Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In early November, Libya's House of Representatives finally published a number of laws intended to govern National Assembly and presidential elections. According to the United Nations, this is the first time since elections were postponed in 2021 that Libya has put in place a constitutional and legal elections framework considered to be technically implementable. "Now we need to build on this important achievement," said Abdullahi Bathili, Special Representative of the Secretary General for Libya and head of the United Nations Support Mission in Libya. Still, there are a number of unresolved issues that cannot be addressed unless the many rival political factions get together and hash out their differences, lest the country spiral into violence and further instability. It is increasingly clear achieving a credible elections roadmap and a peaceful transition requires bringing key actors face-to-face at the negotiating table, said John Kelly, political minister counselor at the United States Mission to the United Nations.
"We support the special representative's invitation to a broad cross-section of Libyan political leaders to send representatives to preparatory talks aimed at addressing the core issues still standing in the way of elections."
The United States agrees with the view of most Libyans that now is a time for political actors to break the continued impasse, said Ambassador Kelly.
"Active leadership and ownership of the Libyan people is clearly required to achieve an inclusive political process. Those who continue to delay the process will hold a heavy share of the blame if yet more time passes without election of a legitimate, unified government."
Nonetheless, and despite those who would work counter to the desire of the Libyan people to choose their own leaders, we do see progress.
"We commend the work of the 5+5 Joint Military Commission in clearly laying out the goals to remove foreign forces, fighters, and mercenaries from Libya, and to advance efforts toward eventual disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration. We also welcome steps toward increased coordination and cooperation aimed at unification of East-West military structures to help stabilize the South, secure Libya's borders, and prevent spillover of regional turmoil."
A unified international voice in support of all these efforts on the political, humanitarian, economic, and military tracks, said Ambassador Kelly, will be crucial to making concrete progress and building opportunities for the Libyan people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.